I am the vine, you are the branches. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, in today's Gospel, our Lord teaches that if we want to have eternal life, we have to remain in Him. Our Lord Jesus and His Church are like the vine in which you have many branches, each one of you. And our Lord also warns that we must stay as living branches who bring forth good fruit. That is, you have to be in sanctifying grace, because without sanctifying grace, you cannot make good deeds which will bring you salvation and which will make you a child of God. If you would commit a mortal sin, you would lose your sanctifying grace, and if you die unrepentant, you would be cast away as a dead branch. And today is the feast of a certain saint who did his utmost in his life that all the people would stay in the true vine, that is the Catholic Church, and would produce good fruit by staying united to the true Church. His name is Saint Fidelis of Sigmaringen, and he lived in Switzerland in 1600s. Saint Fidelis had a deep sense of justice in him. He always wanted to do a good and right thing. So first he tried his career in the world by becoming a lawyer. And when he practiced law, he was always very careful never to cause any bad talk towards his opponent, or that he never let any bad things of said of his opponent or anybody whom he was arguing against. And he was also very charitable, and he was known that even the poor people could count on in his help if they got into trouble. But eventually, Saint Fidelis noticed that there was too much wheeling and dealing and bad things happening in the practice of the law, and he thought that this would really endanger the salvation of my soul. So he quit from the world and became a Capuchin friar. Capuchins are the Franciscan friars, brothers, who wear a very distinctive brown habit together with a cincture, and that they also have long beards. So Saint Fidelis became a Capuchin, and he was ordained a priest, and his superiors assigned him to go out and preach to the people, hearing their confession and bringing their sacraments. And since he was such an eloquent and good preacher and very zealous in his working for the people, his superiors sent him to convert many areas in Switzerland which fell under Calvinist heresy. You children should remember that heresy is something which is very dangerous to your soul. A heretic, that is, a supporter of heresy, is somebody who denies some of the Catholic doctrines, but not all of them. And they are very dangerous because they always say something which is good or correct, but then they also teach and say some things which are very bad and dangerous to your soul's salvation. And Calvinists in Switzerland were the people who said some very bad things, like that God had created evil things, or that God has beforehand chosen some people to go to heaven and some people go to hell. They had managed to snatch many souls away from the Catholic Church, but now it was Saint Fidelis's job to make them come back to their Holy Mother Church and to be united to the true vine and to become living and good branches again. So Saint Fidelis was very successful in his preaching mission, and he brought back many and countless and numerous souls in Switzerland. it was very dangerous job for him because the Calvinists were always threatening that they would kill him. But he did not care. He wanted, even if necessary, to lay down his own life if he could save souls from heresy in that way. And that's exactly what happened to him, Saint Fidelis. One day, when he was coming back from one of his preaching missions, he met 20 Calvinist soldiers with their minister at their head. These Calvinists called Saint Fidelis a false prophet and said that you better come into our sect and abandon the Catholic faith or else. And then he answered, I am sent to you to confute, not to embrace your heresy. The Catholic religion is the faith of all ages. I fear not death. And these Calvinists, they were furious of this answer, and they decided to kill him on the spot. One of them hit him to the ground by a stroke on the head with his sword, and Saint Fidelis rose from the hit on his knees, and he stretched out his arms in the form of the cross and said with a voice, Pardon my enemies, O Lord, blinded by passion, they know not what they do. Lord Jesus, have pity on me. Mary, Mother of Jesus, assist me. Then they cracked his skull and left him lying there and to die in his own blood and left. A Catholic woman had seen this taking place and hidden near the place during the martyrdom. And after the Calvinists were gone, she came out and found that the Saint Fidelis' eyes were open and they were fixed to heaven. Saint Fidelis died in the year 1622, and the Catholics buried him with honors on the next day. Children, in the final moments of Saint Fidelis, he, just like Jesus, begged mercy and forgiveness to his executioners, and he proclaimed that he wanted to stay in Catholic Church all his life, and begged the Holy Mother Mary to assist him. And that's why you should also do, children, in your life. Always keep your eyes to heaven, because Jesus is there. As you remember from Easter, he did not stay in the tomb. He wanted to go up to heaven to be with his Father, and that's what we want to do also. This world where we now live and all its nice things and good things, it will all disappear one day. But you do not disappear, children. You have immortal soul, and if you keep the rest of your life the Catholic Church as your mother, you have the intercession of Mary, that you will not lose sight of this true vine, the only true and good thing in this world, the Catholic Church, which can bring salvation for you. Keep your eyes in heaven and look to heaven, dear children, just like Saint Fidelis did, and always remember that there is your home because Jesus is there. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.